You eat it.
Giant kale. Spectacular spinach. Beautiful beef. Medicinal plants. Fabulous flowers. And all at prices most African families can afford. A dream? Well, it is a dream Ethiopian agroecologist Getachew Tigabet had a few years back. And after a lot of trial and error, he has an elaborate, holistic plan. It starts with cow dung. Yummy.
This Jersey breed produces 11 kilograms of dung and about 10 liters of urine per day.
Getachew says that dung and urine can provide all the fertilizer and energy needs for a family of eight if the family puts them in a container called a biogas digester.
Within the digester, anaerobic fermentation takes place. As a result of that anaerobic fermentation, methane gas is produced. And this is one of the things that fascinates the farmers. They just can't believe this. Dung urine being changed to this kind of flame.
But cooking gas is not the half of it. Getachew has shown 25,000 Ethiopian farmers how they can use the fertilizer from the biogas digester to produce enough food to feed themselves and have enough left over to take to market. Farmers immediately see that all the components are right at their fingertips, most of them at no cost.
We have people, we have livestock, we have plants, we have the soil, we have insects, and we have various organisms and the solar energy as a component.
You want to open it?
By combining Western technology with local traditions, Getachew has persuaded not only Ethiopia, but the African Union, several American universities, and donors such as the World Bank that his idea works by making farmers self-sufficient.
So it starts from the soil, plants grow, and their produce are, some go to the market, some goes to the system, and then the animals take the feed, and the milk, meat, again goes to the market. Their excreta goes back to the system. So by doing this, we complete the cycle.
The cycle begins again with a new generation. Getachew is planting seeds in farmers of the future at a school he operates at the biofarm. Children as young as 5 years old learn not just lessons from books, but the concept of saving the land that they and their children will inherit. Peter Heinlein, VOA News at the biofarm in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.